From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil reporting. U.S. President Trump has revealed details of his upcoming summit with North Korea's leader. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani.
The president tweets he'll meet with Kim Jong-un in Singapore on June 12th, writing, "We will both try to make it a very special moment for peace." The president earlier praised Kim for releasing three Americans held in North Korea, saying it signaled a breakthrough in ridding the Korean Peninsula of nuclear weapons.
I think he did this because I really think he wants to do something and bring that country into the real world. I really believe that.
The president spoke at Joint Base Andrews, where he welcomed the three men in a highly scripted celebration in the wee hours before they were taken to Walter Reed National Military Medical Center. Sagar Magani, Washington.
The United States is imposing travel restrictions on Pakistani diplomats starting Friday. VOA has sought confirmation from the State Department. Officials have so far declined to comment. Last month, Pakistani media reported that diplomats will be restricted from traveling more than 40 kilometers from the embassy in Washington or consulates in other cities without permission. U.S. military investigators are blaming contradictory and ambiguous procedures for a botched special forces operation in Niger that resulted in the deaths of four U.S. soldiers and four Nigerian soldiers last year. General Todd Waldhauser, who heads the U.S. Africa Command, says the military is changing the way it conducts operations in Africa.
We are now far more prudent in our missions. The missions that we actually accompany on have to have some type of strategic value in terms of the enemy we're going against. Do they have a strategic threat to the United States?
The report also describes in detail how the joint U.S.-Nigeria mission went bad after the convoy stopped to resupply. This is VOA News.